A GoFundMe has been started in memory of Taylor Daw, who died in a tragic workplace accident in Fort McMurray, Alberta on December 28th. Now, much of Taylor's funeral costs were covered by insurance, but the GoFundMe is actually for another family from his father's hometown, the family of a 22-year-old man who was killed in an accident just a couple of days after. Joining us to talk about the GoFundMe is Taylor's brother, Nick Daw. Nick, good morning, and thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
So, Nick, before we get into the GoFundMe, just tell us a little bit about your brother, Taylor.
Well, my brother Taylor is 18 months younger than I am. I'm 31 years old. Taylor would have been 30 on January the 7th, which made this a whole lot worse than an accident, you know. Made him strike home a little worse. So, yeah, Taylor was a beautiful soul, giving soul. Like I said, he was 18 months younger than me, so we grew up together. Wasn't just a brother, he was the best friend, right?
Nick, this GoFundMe, it's not actually for your brother Taylor and the family, but for the family of another young man from your father's hometown who passed away just a couple of days later. Why did you start this GoFundMe?
Well, when I came home from Alberta, I was, you know, sitting talking with Dad. I came home on the 2nd of January, I got home. And I was sitting talking with my father, and I said, Dad, you know, this could be a lot worse if we had a financial burden of, you know, having to cover funerals and that whatnot. And then he started talking about his family in his hometown who probably didn't have as much as we had and, you know, weren't set up as well as we were for this type of tragedy, right?
Why did you feel it was important to try and help out this other family? Well, I mean, you and your own family were grieving your own loss, and of course, during a difficult enough time with the Christmas season, the COVID-19 pandemic, and like you just mentioned, your brother's 30th birthday.
Well, people just keep trying to reach out to me, and I know I've been there. I've been that other person who wants to reach out and help out. But like I said to Dad, I'm a 31 year old man. I don't really want to look at flowers. I don't need flowers. People want to send flowers and send money, but you know, I'm doing well for myself. I've been gone for 12 years, and Mom and Dad are doing okay. We really didn't need the money, but we really wanted to do it in memory of Taylor and just to help out someone else and to, you know, just to help us mend a little more, and it's working.
Nick, do you have a fundraising goal?
We had a goal of $5,000, and we've already, you know, doubled that. I don't really have a goal. We're going to leave it going for another few days, and you know, then I'll take it down.
Wow, so you reached your goal in just a few first days. Are you surprised to see such an overwhelming response?
Oh, it was unbelievable. It was totally unbelievable. Like, we just kept refreshing it and laughing, like, holy shit. Unbelievable. I really want to send a huge thank you to everyone who's donated to it, and everyone that's reached out to our family at this time. Like, the outpouring help has been, you know, just amazing.
Nick Daw, thank you very much for joining us on the VOCM Morning Show.
No problem. Thank you.